Begin Podfix Network transmission. In 3, 2, 1.
Whether you're fly fishing in a stream, getting those ankles wet, or deep in the ocean casting nets, fish nerds. Fish nerds. Fish nerds. It's a podcast.
It is a podcast. Hello, welcome to the Fish Nerds. Clay Grubbs here, Chief Executive Fish Nerd, Licensed Fishing Guide, your best friend. It is November. That makes it National Podcast Posting Month. And every day this month, I'm going to give you a little tiny fishing podcast and still pepper in some larger shows as well. In fact, coming up in just a day or two when I get done mixing it, we got a big Lake Trout podcast coming out. And Doc Martin gave us a science interview. And Jeff Danielson gave us a trip to Alaska. All that's being worked on for you this month. But for National Podcast Posting Month, NAPOD POMO, we are doing fishing tips and tricks, little short tidbits that you could use every day. And we'd love your input. If you want to grab your iPhone or your cell phone and use the memo function, push record, and you can record your best fishing tip and email it to clay@fishnerds.com, or you can call us at 607-378-FISH and leave us a voicemail. All that works just fine. Be happy to use it here on the podcast because I need your fishing tips. Cooking tips are also solid fishing tips. It doesn't make any difference what kind of tips they are. As long as there's fish in the words, they work. Today's fishing tip is going to be how to jig through the ice for panfish if you don't have electronics. So for panfish, we're talking yellow perch, we're talking bluegills and pumpkin seeds, crappies, that sort of thing. And it's pretty simple, and so it won't be a long discussion. The trick is, for ice fishing, first of all, make sure your ice is safe, blah, blah, blah. You get that. And go out, drill a hole in the ice where you think the fish might live. I like to target between 8 and 16 feet of water for panfish. That's where my happy spot is. I know a lot of people like deeper, but that's where I'm happiest at. And I'll do is I'll drill a whole bunch of holes because I don't plan on staying in one spot very long. Staying in one spot is a good way to get skunked all day long in one spot. It's also why I don't fish with tip-ups very often. So here it is, really simple. Grab a small jig. I like to use a 1/8 ounce tungsten jig. Bismuth is good too. Don't use lead because lead's terrible. Put a little hunk of bait on there. Wax worms work good. A little piece of night crawler works fine. Even soft plastics are good too. All that works fine. And drop it right to the bottom. That's where I start. And then I jig off the bottom. You know, I bounce on the bottom for 3 or 4 minutes. If I don't get a fish right away or feel a bump, I reel up a couple cranks and do the same thing. A couple cranks more, same thing. I want to cover the entire water column until I get to the top because crappies will be suspended, for example, so they're not going to be at the bottom. You want to find out where they are. And when you catch a fish, there's a couple of tricks you can use to get back to the same spot. Let's say you get a suspended crappie and you can't tell how far at the bottom you are. When you hook the fish, maybe you don't want to reel in with your reel. Just reel in, hand line it in. It's only going up 6 or 8 feet, so pull it in by hand, and then when you drop your bait back down, you're exactly at the level where those fish are. That's a pretty easy way to do it. The other thing you could do is you could count cranks up from the bottom. You know, like I did, hit to the bottom, I cranked up 4 times, caught a fish. That's where I'm going to get them. So there's 2 ways you can do it, but it's pretty simple. If you don't get a fish jigging in that hole in 5 minutes, move. I'm not kidding. The more you move, the more successful you're going to do. Eventually, you're going to drop down on a whole school of fish, and you're going to go, wow, that Clay, he sure knows some stuff about ice fishing. And you're going to call me up and say, thanks, Clay, you're the best. It's true. And I'll say, it's true. I'm the best. Anyway, that is your ice fishing tip of the day for National Podcast Posting Month, and I hope it helps you. And again, please feel free to send in your fishing tips, and we will use them on upcoming episodes. I got what? This is the fourth one. I got 26 more of these to make, so there's plenty of room for you to get on the show. And if you have a fishing thing or anything you want to promote, you can also drop a plug in, and we will make sure we talk about that for you. So that'll be a lot of fun. So that's it. Until next time, bye, fish nerds. Heading out of here. Got to go do real things that aren't podcasting.
In a stream, getting those ankles wet, or deep in the ocean casting nets. Fish nerds. Fish nerds. Fish nerds. It's a podcast.
Just for the halibut.
Fry it in a basket or broiled in a pan. Eat it raw like you're in Siam. Fish nerds. Fish Nerds. Fish Nerds. It's a podcast.